Melioidosis, hard to pronounce and deadly to the human body. It is a disease where it's very prevalent in the Northern Territory. Approximately 50 cases are reported in the NT each year, but to date there's already been more than 13 cases reported in a month, doubling the amount of what's expected for this time of year. We're going to speak now to Dr. Vicky Krause, the Director of Disease and Control at the Northern Territory Department of Health, to shed some light on this increase in rates. Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, and good morning to you.
I hope we're not getting up too early. What time is it there in the NT?
Well, it's about 7:15.
Oh, okay, then. Well, I mean, that's sort of
not
reasonable, isn't it? And the melioidosis is prevalent in the Northern Territory. Sort of, why is this the case, and how is it born?
So, melioidosis is it's a serious disease, and it's caused by a bacteria called Burkholderia pseudomallei. And this bacteria lives in the soil, so it's endemic in our soil, and hence that's why we're at risk, because we interact with the soil and the surface water. However, it lives deep in the soil and is really brought to the surface after drenching rain. So it's a disease of our wet season, and hence we've been having quite a wet season and some drenching rains in December, and we were on the edge of a cyclone, and we've really had rain since then. So for December and January, we had about 3 times as many cases as usual, and already we're up to 54 total. And, you know, as you said, we usually have about 50 for the whole season. So we are... It's a wet season, and the melioid follows the rain.
Okay, so and that is the primary reason. There's nothing else going on there that we should be concerned about?
There's also wind. There's a lot of wind. And the main way that you acquire melioidosis is through your skin. So it's usually through either penetrating wounds or sores or cuts that are uncovered and then come in contact with, you know, surface soil or water. But it can also be aerosolized or whipped up on, you know, on the wind. And so being out in stormy weathers can also be a means of acquiring it. And the other thing with the aerosolization is often after floods and cleaning up, people do high-pressure hosing. And we certainly have several cases that have occurred after people high-pressure hosing. So it's a real message to, if you're doing that up in the tropics, you should be wearing a face mask.
Why? Yeah. What are you high-pressure hosing there in the tropics?
The cement or your boat or so, you know, whatever to clean it off.
Yeah. I love that. Love seeing people hose their cement. is it a bit of a concern that First Nations people seem to be particularly susceptible?
They do have a higher rate of disease. And I guess the main fact to take away from melioid is that it is an opportunistic disease, meaning it people who get it do tend to have other risk factors. So either diseases, with the most common one being diabetes, but renal disease, lung disease, liver disease, hazardous alcohol use. So up to about 80, even 85% of people will have at least one risk factor. So that's really the thing to be aware of. And for people coming into the region, often during the holiday season or Christmas, you'll have people coming up from down south, and they might not be aware of this. So it's really important that people know that they're at increased risk with these other medical conditions. And just mentioning the Aboriginal communities, at the moment, you possibly have heard that we're having flooding and some communities are being evacuated. So certainly, as I've said, the cases do follow the water, the floods, the cyclones. And so that is a concern, and making people aware and the clinicians aware who look after people also to be on heightened alert.
But it is treatable with antibiotics?
It is treatable. It has to be, like anything, the quicker you recognize it and get on the right antibiotics, the better outcome. But there are specific and very good antibiotics for this disease. We do recommend that all cases are hospitalized and that you be in touch with an infectious disease doctor to be looking after the cases. It does take several months of medication to get, you know, achieve cure, so that's important.
Any chance we could change the website to say, look, this is another reason to stop hosing your bloody concrete?
Well, I think people, I guess, do like places to look clean, so that must be it. But that's just another for up here anyway, to make sure that people do wear masks, and now they're used to wearing masks, so it does work out.
Dr. Vicky Krause, the Director of Disease and Control at the Northern Territory Department of Health. Well, sounds like you got your work cut out for you, but keep up the good work, and thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Oh, thank you.